This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new bill to protect Colorado residents from high energy costs is headed to Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The legislation comes after many households saw their energy bills double or triple over the winter. Higher natural gas prices drove the spike, and in response, the bill calls for utilities like Xcel Energy to come up with plans to avoid passing fuel costs directly to customers. It also ends subsidies for gas hookups in new homes. Critics say the plan is climate legislation in disguise, with little short-term financial help for families. Governor Polis is expected to sign it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Yesterday, Denver City Council approved new controversial parking restrictions on so-called junker cars and large trucks. Supporters of the bill say it aims to get abandoned and illegally parked vehicles off the street. However, opponents warn it will target people experiencing poverty and living in their cars. The bill passed 11-1. A school administrator and victim in the East High shooting last March spoke publicly for the first time yesterday. Dean Wayne Mason disputed earlier reports of what occurred the day of the shooting. Notably, Mason said the shooting did not take place during a required pat-down, as previously reported by police. He said he and a second administrator were unaware of any standing protocol related to the student shooter. Mason also addressed whether schools should have metal detectors and armed officers.
As a victim of school violence, I believe that there were things that we left on the table that should have been taken care of, but weren't.
Mason was one of two administrators shot and injured. Both recovered at a local hospital. The student, meanwhile, took his own life soon after the shooting. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up this hour, it's fresh air. And speaking of, today may be a good day to get some fresh air yourself. Highs in Colorado are in the low 80s.